Mary Frances Hoe Settler is flipping through a notebook she kept from her time as Jefferson Township trustee.
8, 9.
She's counting the number of calls she received from township residents each month.
You're really on call 24/7.
There's just over 1,100 residents in this western Owen County township, but they kept her busy during the 12 years she oversaw the community. Township trustees have a long list of duties, including everything from providing fire protection to maintaining cemeteries. And many of the calls trustees get are from residents who need township assistance for propane, electric, or food.
Most times it's a matter of, I've hit a rough spot, you know, someone's gotten ill, we're temporarily unemployed.
It's government on a personal level that folks here are used to. There's nowhere to buy gas or milk in their township, but people here know who they can count on when they need help.
It's a nice rural area.
But under a proposal at the State House, Jefferson Township could cease to exist. Among other things, House Bill 1005 would require townships with fewer than 1,200 residents to merge with others.
A blanket law isn't going to be to the best advantage of every person in the state of Indiana.
This isn't the first time legislators have considered changes to Indiana's township government structure. Former Governor Mitch Daniels charged the Indiana Commission on Local Government Reform with coming up with recommendations for a better local government structure. The Kernan Shepherd report followed. It included a recommendation to shift township responsibilities to the county. The Indiana Township Association opposed that plan, but Executive Director Debbie Driscoll says they support this year's bill.
We have been listening to the folks that are in these chambers tell us that if we do not reform ourselves, that they will do it for us. So that brought us to the table to negotiate the best deal that we could, rather than lose our township boards or township government altogether.
The bill also addresses issues of accountability among township officials, putting salary caps on township board members, and giving people options for recourse if a trustee denies them an application for aid. But it's the proposed consolidation that everyone is talking about.
I've had a lot of questions about how does this affect the configuration of my school corporations.
That's Katrina Hall, public policy director at the Indiana Farm Bureau. The organization came out against township reform last time legislators considered it, and it maintains that position with this new bill. Hall says people in rural communities value the low costs and efficiency of township government.
We are pretty confident that when this plays out, that there will be a shifting of taxes from the neighboring townships onto these ones that generally are going to have a lower budget right now.
It's unclear how much money consolidation could save the state or cost the impacted townships, but people living in small communities like Jefferson Township really don't care. It's part of their identity. It's home. And they don't want that to change. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.